left, they're the freaking best. Are we left, the best podcast from east to west. Without Matt, Rich, and Nikolai, such a guess, it's all.
These sons of bitches.
These sons of bitches.
These sons of anarchy.
We need to beat them at their own game.
Sons of Anarchy. Now that is a show. Because we were talking about shows before we started recording that I tried rewatching a couple of years ago, and it had not been long enough.
No.
I was like two or three episodes in, and I was like, it all goes to shit. I don't like it.
That's what I've been hearing. I always see on, Matt, you've probably seen this on Reddit, where it's like, it's Game of Thrones subreddit, and it's like, everyone else enjoying rewatching the show. And it's like, Game of Thrones fans, and it's just like, disappointment.
Yeah, because you know, like, oh, wow. It's going to be good for the most part, and then it's going to get to the end, and it's going to really, it's going to peter.
It's going to duke in your mouth.
When it comes to Game of Thrones, it was still so epic for such a long time that I could probably rewatch most of that show right now.
But the problem is it was so epic that I remember the beats.
Yeah.
Like, everything's still so fresh, it feels like.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I need at least another decade before I watch that show again.
Ooh.
I get it. See, like, I waited... When did Dexter originally end? I think the original run of Dexter ended... Yeah, it was definitely, I think it was like 2008 or 9 to like 2013 or 14, and I had rewatched it about 5 years or 6 years after it had ended, and that was enough time where I was like, man, this is really a good show, until it's not. I know it won't be, but it's good. So...
I didn't follow Dexter enough. After like two seasons, I was out.
Well, you're not really a big anti-hero guy.
I always thought of myself as one, but I guess not.
I can't think of a lot of shows that you've been a huge fan of that are led by anti-heroes.
Have you?
You did love Breaking Bad, but that genuinely took years to get you to watch.
That's true.
Is it
like anime anti-heroes.
Yeah, that's true.
What were you going to say, Al?
No, I was going to say... I didn't watch Mr. Robot, but isn't he one of those things? Anti-hero?
An anti-hero? You know what? I have not watched Mr. Robot either. Our dear friend Captain Apathy loved that show, as did my brother-in-law, does my brother-in-law. And so it has been recommended to me several times, and I have just not gotten around to watching
it. Get off my ass!
Yeah, right?
That's with Ramsey's Mammon, right?
Yeah, Ramading Ming Ming.
And what's his name? The
that one was racist.
Was it?
Ramsey's Mammon was funny and playful. You added a ding-a-ling-a-ding-ding.
What race does ding-a-ling-ding-ding make fun of? Please, let me know.
The Bell People.
Specifically, which race? Yeah. The Bell People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bell People
ding,
of Holland.
Ding-a-ling, ding-ding-a-ling.
Oh, that's our bell! You don't use that bell! You gentrified our bells.
Yeah. You hear this Christmas music? It's just so violent.
Oh, God.
Listen to those lyrics.
I was like... Rami Malek is Egyptian, and me singing Ding Ding didn't have anything to do with that.
No, it didn't. It just sounded bad.
It does. It does. There, back when I used to watch Tosh.0, he would do his a bit every once in a while where it's like, sounds racist, but isn't, because it's not a thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's definitely in that ballpark.
It felt racist, so. Anyway.
That's a good name for a name of a book. It Felt Racist.
It Felt Racist.
It Felt Racist.
Man, It Felt Racist by Matt Burwell. And it's just a picture of him in a turtleneck with doing that like typical author's pose with like his one of his hands to his face and the other hand tucked under the elbow. And it just look in a park, clearly in the back set of the park. and it's a black and white photo, and it's like, this pretentious white cunt.
Yeah.
That's the tiny text underneath the picture. There's
a slight smile on my face that's just like...
Oh my god, that's the text. No, you'd be looking stern. The title of the book is It Felt Racist, Matt. You can't look joyous now.
Yeah. Well...
It'd be weird if you were.
That's true.
That's you gotta be looking either stern or sad.
That's fair.
Any other emotion is a slippery slope, my friend.
Maybe like nervous, confused.
There are no upbeat tour guides at the Holocaust Museum.
Exactly. So. No.
And hi, everybody. I'm Rachel. Oh, we're gonna have some fun today.
Can you bring it down, Rachel?
But look at Can all the little shoes. Down? Look at all the shoes.
Oh, my God.
Rachel, you're going to have to go. We're going to have to let you go.
We don't play baseball here, Rachel. It's not two strikes. It's one and a half.
And you're out.
We don't play baseball here. It's not two strikes.
Which is already incorrect. It's three.
Well, he would know. It's not baseball.
Exactly.
It's not his area of expertise.
Exactly. I'm an athlete, not an athlete. Name that movie.
Is that Zombieland 2?
No, it's Beer League.
Beer League.
Beer. It's a Beer League?
Seich would know.
No, not Beer League. No. Beer Fest.
Beer Fest. Oh, okay.
Beer League is with Artie Lang.
Gotcha.
But also a very funny movie. That's what Fink says. At one point, he tells him to throw him something, and he just fucking nails the guy in the dick. And he's standing 8 feet away from him. And he goes, sorry, mathlete, not an athlete.
Not an athlete.
So as you can tell, we've been watching a lot of movies and stuff during the past 2 weeks.
Yes. It's been a long week on the couch, shoveling and angry.
Yeah, yep, definitely a lot of shoveling. It's been snowing quite a bit here in New Moon City. What's the snow like for you, Al? Because you guys don't have any real, like, snow responsibilities.
Yeah, it's fine. The super and the super helpers, they do all the sidewalks around us, so, like... It's fine. There is
super helpers.
Yes, the super helpers. There is.
Do the super helpers have like shirts or jackets?
Nah.
Or
well, yeah, they have jackets on, but that's about it.
But do they have like jackets that with like a patch that says super helper?
Not
like,
yet, but I got a sewing machine out of the garbage, so hopefully this week.
Nice.
That's the knockoff Chinese Avengers toy.
Yes.
The super helpers.
With Captain Red, White, and Blue.
Yes.
But the building.
Brown recluse.
The building next to us, though, they don't do like it's like the side of their building, so like they never do it. So it's just an ice pathway over there.
Okay.
So like.
Yep.
Like the front of our building's fine, and then it's just ice until the corner, basically, which is not great. Yeah. But
I do hate that in our neck of the woods. I'll try and take the dog for a walk, and you get the occasional house that clearly has no shits given about shoveling.
I've been there.
Yeah,
a couple days this week I was there. I was like, I don't. Whatever.
You're like, it's a sidewalk. You can go fuck yours.
Yeah.
See, like, this will come as no surprise to you that I feel an obligation to shovel all of it.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah.
The problem wasn't shoveling all of it. The problem was I shoveled all of it at fucking 10. Then I had to do it again at 1.
Yeah.
And then might as well do it again at 4:30. And what's that? If you don't do it at 8 o'clock, there's going to be ice tomorrow. And we don't have ice!
Our first snowstorm was... I had literally never seen it snow for 24 hours before.
Yeah.
It was a full day of snowing.
And we've had blizzards.
Yeah.
They didn't last 24 hours.
No. No, it's usually like, for some reason, 1 o'clock seems to be the breaking point for most snowstorms. Not this one. It trained right on through.
Kept going.
And it wasn't even like the most snow we've ever gotten here.
No.
It just snowed forever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And then the wind always made it look like it was snowing more and more.
Mm-hmm.
But,
it's just shaking shit.
Yeah. Oh. See, during the first storm, I didn't shovel at all during that day. I had a snow day from work, which was awesome.
Did you go the next morning? Sledding?
Oh, with the local kids? Fuck yeah. We had a snowball fight.
Nice.
And then I woke up from my dream because that didn't happen.
Aww.
And I don't have any friends. I woke up the next morning at 5:30 to go shovel for 3 hours so I could get out and go to work. That was a lot of fun.
Wow.
A lot of fun. And then when I got home from work that day, I had to shovel again because the plows had come by and undone half of what I had done. Yeah. I was real happy about it.
You sound not.
I have two snow shovels, and about halfway through, I snapped one of them right in half.
Oh.
Just, this fucker didn't even, because it was pretty heavy stuff, so it just cracked. Oh, all right.
Cool.
Glad I got that second one.
After I finished with my like third shovel of the day,
mm-hmm.
I was just walking back to hell. I was so tired. I just took the fucking shovel and I javelined it into the snow.
That's awesome.
Just right in front of my house. I just thunk, 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 thunk.
That is one of the best parts of when it's snowing is just sticking the thing that I hate the most is people's inability to park.
Oh my God.
People are fucking animals.
Mm-hmm.
When there's snow on the ground, they'll just put the car horizontally in the middle of the street and be like, where else do you want me to go?
Well, what can I do?
There's snow on the ground. Yeah. I can't park.
No, you shovel it.
Yeah. Oh, it drives me fucking bananas.
Yep.
Nutso bananas.
It's insane. Nutso bananas indeed, good sir.
There is still, on my block, snow piled probably 2 feet high.
Yeah.
3-4 feet out from the curb.
Nobody's
been. We haven't seen a plow in days. We're just living on the outer rim out here, folks.
It sounds like you're, Jesus, how much did I spill? It sounds like you're, in a war waiting for, like, supplies.
Yeah. We're stacked up in the streets. Snow piles 2 feet high.
No word from HQ.
We would make bread out of snow for the children.
Yes.
Called it water.
Stupid kids.
Make igloos. Many were lost.
We sucked at igloos. They always collapsed, just crushed whoever's
always.
In them.
Yes.
Did you guys ever make igloos when you were a kid?
I
tried.
Yeah.
But I always like underestimated the size I would need.
Oh, yeah.
So I would just be like, oh, well, now I've just made a snow bubble that I must destroy to escape.
How about you, Al?
We actually talked about igloos last week, Seich and I, but mainly just digging a hole into a large amount of snow. It was basically like making a cave, not really an igloo. So yeah. Not really, no.
Okay, that's fair.
Just tempting fate to be crushed.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a dead end at the end of one of the blocks near where Seich and I grew up,
mm-hmm.
and I remember they would put all of the mountains of snow on either corner, right. And one time he and I like dug out and made kind of a fort out of one of them, and then we were like, oh, we'll have a snowball fight, and then he went and stood in the other mountain of snow, and we very quickly realized that we couldn't reach. We didn't have the arm strength to act. Like, even if you did make the distance, you like the snowball, the mountain of snow, like, you'd have to throw it so fucking high,
right,
that it would go over the mountain.
Right.
Like, there was no way, unless him just popping his head up like a gopher and me having just whipped out like four of them in a row, that we were ever going to land a hit.
Right.
So we stopped almost immediately. It was such a lame snowball fight. But I also used to hang out with this group of tough boys, which I've mentioned before.
Tough boys?
The
best.
The tough boys.
And we would build igloos. And they were very good at it. Because, like, I just remember you would take all of the snow that you could find and you would put it in one big, big pile in the middle of their lawn. And you'd have to keep jumping on it to pack the snow down. And then you dig out into the middle of it and start carving it out and stuff. We actually made it big enough. There was like four of us in there.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was a good igloo.
Nice.
Only made a snowman like once or twice.
Oh.
Snowmen are bullshit.
Snowmen are fun. I made a snowman, I think, like when I was in, third grade. And then like, I was across the street and there were some kids that like destroyed my snowman and I remember crying.
Oh.
And then like the next day in school, it was very sweet. Like the guys who destroyed it, they apologized.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Aww.
Those fucking hoodlums. They all
should have fucking punched them right in the mouth.
They're all in jail now, right?
Probably. Yeah.
Could you imagine if little Al knew like karate, but it was just crotch shots?
Oh.
So he just ends up like, everybody was kung fu fight. And they're just punching these kids in the nuts.
We're really little, so they haven't descended yet, but owie!
Yeah, it still hurts. Your instinct, even man or woman, is to just like,
yeah, you can
recoil.
You can,
like you turn it. Yeah, is when getting like thrust into the crotch.
They tell you that during Krav Maga. They say it hurts for a lady too. So.
Oh yeah, I mean I'm glad that they covered that day one of Krav Maga.
Question I always get asked: can you kick a lady in the vagina? Answer: yes.
Yes, you can. Ladies mug too.
Yeah. It's a very progressive world, so you know.
Yeah. Krav Maga's. Everybody, you know, you wouldn't expect it.
No.
For such an ancient art of ass kicking.
Of nut kicking.
Oh, yeah, duh. So I guess we should address the elephant in the room. No Saichi Boy Talon this week.
Saichi Boy, he's lost his smell and his taste.
Yes, he has. We've been pretty lucky. As a group of friends.
I'm not around him, but I would assume he probably still smells.
Oh, he smells.
I can't imagine how he tastes. I haven't tried that.
Dad joke of the century. Right there.
But
he is probably
Randy Orton on the drums. Sorry. I always gotta address him.
That's true.
He's our drum player.
Ricky Martin?
Ricky Morton.
Ooh.
Morton, who's
Come
Ricky?
On, man. He's been playing drums for us for like 7 weeks now.
Wow. What's up, Ricky? He just nodded.
Yeah, he's got it.
I don't like this guy.
I know.
He makes me uncomfortable. He just stares at you. So yeah, Saich has lost his ability to smell and taste, and that sucks. But we've been pretty lucky as a group of friends, and apparently you're experiencing some stuff, Al.
CC, I got my shortness of breath and my shortness of breath and chest pressure, and so we got tested last week for COVID, and then we both were negative, but like we have something, but both times.
Yeah.
Saich ran up the stairs to catch a subway going back to apartment, and both times, like, he beat me to the top, and then I got there after him and just couldn't breathe, and he was like, oh, right, sorry, you can't run anymore, and I was like, yeah.
Oh, classic Saich and his stupid long legs.
And long legs.
Now, how is it that you two were both exposed to this hideous virus?
We were just licking doorknobs nonstop, so.
Oh, well, guys, I know
you can't
that
lick D-knobs.
No. You can't lick the D-knobs.
Hey, man, they're tasty. They all got flavors.
I mean, you know what? I've never licked a doorknob. Should I start?
Well, never too late.
Wood.
Wooden doorknobs.
Ooh.
Fancy place.
Now, Saich told us a separate story that it was related to Atzo Gizlo.
Yeah, probably. But, that probably makes more sense.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What a fucking... Oh, God.
Hey, man.
So, when we look
everyone write at Sir Bislow on Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube, and let him know how irresponsible it was of him to expose his roommates.
Yes.
To this dangerous virus.
We did pretty good. He's a song bitch. For a while.
For a while. I mean, you are living in New Moon City. It's been pretty rampant out there for a while.
Does he have any idea where he got it?
Probably from his lady friend, most likely.
Wow. See? Then if there is any one moral of the RLF story, it's that you do not trust women. No, I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
This turns into a real Proud Boys thing for a second. No, I am very proud of our 8 female listeners, all 8 of them.
By the way, Proud Boys, worst word to choose.
Boys?
Proud.
Oh, why?
Because pride is very, like, that is usually associated with the homosexual community. You know, loud and I'm proud, you know? I guess. I don't know. I've always felt that word has, like, a lot of symbology for the homosexual community.
So every time you hear someone's like, hey, I'm real proud of you, son, or like, I'm a proud father, you're like, look at that gay dad.
No, I don't necessarily think that. I think when using it in the context of addressing a large group of
people.
We're
a proud group.
Yeah.
I guess.
Probably
I do understand.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
Go ahead. No, please go ahead.
I was just going to say Loud Boys would probably be a better name.
Ooh. I guess. Yeah. Loud Boys.
Little Bitch Boys, more like.
Hey, now.
I'm taking them all on. All comers.
Yeah, I guess. I mean...
Well, watch out for that
with your definition
Matt.
Of proud.
Wow. Nikolai, you had to take it there.
I've been watching a lot of Community. Pierce is one of my favorite characters. I love when his they clearly give up on the writing for his character, and he just says, so gay. You're like, they couldn't say that on TV now. Only been a couple of years.
Did you pass the movie night yet?
I'm not sure. I've been watching them so quickly that I've definitely blended. There's been a lot of blending.
There's one episode where Troy and Abed have a movie night and like invite Chang and someone else over to... Uh-huh. Like, they watch an intentionally bad movie and then critique
yes.
it.
Yes, oh my God, and then that's like season one. And it's what is it? It's a Terminator knockoff in the show. But it's
Kickpuncher.
Like, Kickpuncher, yes. And he hires the school's improv team to watch Kickpuncher 2 and give him jokes.
Yep.
And then when they start watching it, he immediately rattles off 8 jokes in a row. Yeah. And they're like, wait a minute.
But in the writer's room, they're like, what if you just said that the main character was gay?
And then Pierce left. Perfect.
He likes
gay
stuff. Gay
stuff. I love that show. It really is funny. It's kind of amazing to think about the lineup that NBC had at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had Scrubs, Friends, The Office, Parks and Rec, Community, and like probably one or two other shows at one point that were all on.
Was that 30 Rock as well?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe 30 Rock as well. I'm not sure. But think about that's a crazy lineup.
That's stellar.
That really is. That's an insane lineup they had for a little while there.
And then if you were to like say someone name 5 shows on Fox.
The Simpsons, Family Guy, The Simpsons Now, New Girl, loved New Girl. Ooh. On Fox, that was good.
Okay.
I feel like Brooklyn Nine-Nine started on Fox. It was, because they had a crossover with New Girl.
Gotcha.
And that's probably about it.
NBC killing it.
It was, I don't know about now.
Yeah.
The only thing I would think that they have now is Superstore, which is coming to an end.
Well, they have a heartfelt one, too, right? Don't they have This Is Us?
I have never watched a second of that show.
Me neither.
I don't like television that's geared towards making you cry.
Mm.
It's not usually what I go watch TV for. But anyway.
Then why do you always openly weep at pornography?
Well, I'm just so sad that these actors aren't in love.
Oh, fair.
Yeah, that they're doing this ungodly act and not in love with one another.
Oh. Why must you forsake the bonds of love? Schlicka, schlicka, schlicka.
What? What sound effect was that?
I was very lazy.
Schlicka, schlicka, schlicka.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what combination of organs and lubrication would make the schlicka, schlicka, schlicka sound.
It's just lazy, and I was like, this will... that. It'll get the point across.
Well, you weep openly a lot, Al, when you watch pornography as well, don't you?
Oh, nonstop. It, you know, it helps, you know, for lubrication too, so.
Ooh, that's an excellent point. Part of me so badly wanted you to just be like, no, and then don't say anything else.
I'm not the one crying.
I'm not the one doing the crying. Who is? That's none of your business.
Oh, God.
My personal cry.
Also a sexual deviant.
Just picture him dancing alone in his room with his tight chest.
Goodbye, horses.
It puts the lotion on this on his skin. It took me a second there. I was like, did you say basket or skin? Which one?
Puts lotion in the basket.
Yeah.
It puts lotion in the fucking basket! That guy's just killing it.
Oh, that movie. Apparently there's a show called Clarice coming out soon.
Really?
Yeah, it's supposed to be part of that universe.
Huh.
I feel like there has been so much content related to... I don't even know what it technically would be called. The Hannibal universe?
The Hannibalverse?
Yeah.
Because there was Silence of the Lambs.
Actually, before that, Brian Cox played Hannibal.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, shit.
It was different. It was kind of hard to describe, but it was, obviously, it was different. So, I'm pretty sure the name of the movie was Hannibal. And then, years later, it was Silence of the Lambs, where they got Anthony Hopkins to play Hannibal, and that's the iconic one. Then it's Red Dragon.
Woo! Red Dragon. Love that movie.
Red Dragon's excellent.
Love that movie.
Then there's Hannibal. Then there is like Hannibal Beginnings or something like that, where it shows him as like a younger man.
Isn't that a show?
No, then there was the show, and now there's gonna be the show Clarice. I just wouldn't have expected there to be so much content from this universe. But then again, if you look at like the call sheet for almost all of Netflix's most popular shows, it's all serial killer related.
Hmm.
A lot of people like to watch about killing people.
Yeah. Hannibal Rising was 2007, and that was where it like showed his where he came from.
Huh. Okay.
And the show Hannibal was 2013 and 2015, and the movie Hannibal is 2001. What's the one with Brian Cox? Curious.
Speaking of another show I didn't think that you would get mileage out of, did you guys hear what show is being reshaped for the CW?
No.
Lois and Clark?
Nope. Even weirder. A live-action sequel show to the Powerpuff Girls.
No.
What?
Is in development. Hold on.
Okay.
About three teenage girls with superpowers.
Okay.
Who resent the fact that they were used as child warriors.
Oh, my God.
And okay. Are now just rebellious teenagers.
Could be interesting.
That's...
I just didn't think we were going to get more Powerpuff Girls. And what the fuck are you gonna do about Mojo Jojo?
They. I feel like there
were. Or what was it? Him?
Him was her? The devil, yeah.
Mojo Jojo was a boy.
Him?
Yeah, it was him.
Him was the devil.
Sorry,
yeah.
Very briefly. I want to go back just for 1 second. The Brian Cox playing Hannibal Lecter, that film was from 86 and it was called Manhunter. And Silence of the Lambs is 91.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway. So, who is the audience for this? Is this going to be geared towards...
No. I guess, like, us? But... Nah. No. Because right?
It's going to be, like, 20-something girls playing teens, I assume?
The teens part, I'm assuming it said there would be rebellious youth.
Yeah, so that's pretty open-ended. But a lot of times TV shows are reluctant to cast actual underage people because of their work restrictions.
Right. I don't know. I don't know who it's for.
Yeah.
I just thought it was insanely weird that that's the property you pick up and go, live-action retelling.
I feel like Dexter's Laboratory would have loaned itself to a live-action retelling way better.
Dexter's Lab would have been great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have loved to see that.
Young mad scientist?
Yeah.
With a goofy, airheaded sister who ends up being the hero? And parents that are just essentially useless?
A mom with a huge ass? You know.
Yes! She did have a big tuchus.
She fucking... Most moms in cartoons, for some reason, yeah. You're like, we gotta give this mom a dump truck. I'm talking about if the main character and her legs are on screen, they're sharing 50% each.
Yeah, especially for Powerpuff Girls, the mayor's assistant, she was like, whatever her name was.
I do not remember.
I cannot believe how many movies... We have spoken about.
Look.
This is another Richard Dean Anderson moment for me.
I
right
like
now.
The Powerpuff Girls.
Oh my god, was her name like Sarah Bellum or something?
The idea of you remembering that minute of a detail from a cartoon we've probably not watched in going on 15, probably 20 years.
Ooh, Sarah Bellum. Yes, it is.
It was Sarah Jeez, Bellum.
Oh my what god. The hell?
Fuck yeah. Wow, my brain. Good job, brain. You can go to sleep.
That's great. Oh no. Oh no.
Oh Jesus.
Matt.
It's just me and you, Nick. Oh, God.
I gotta stop giving my brain breaks.
I lost time again.
I forget it controls so much.
Yeah, I cannot believe you guys remember her, that character and their name. I don't remember any of that. Any of it.
I like the PowerPoint. I watched it a lot when I was younger. It was a good show. The OG one.
Even if I watched a lot of a show, if it was years ago, it's gone.
It's gone.
Gone. Especially cartoons. They're like, it's like television candy. Just popping M&Ms.
This is gone.
It's just not like, I watched Batman the Animated Series all the time as a kid. All the time. A few years ago when Hurricane Sandy happened and we didn't have like, television for a while, and I just went back and rewatched the whole show. I didn't remember fucking any of it. Every episode was like a new viewing for me. I was like, oh wow, what's gonna happen this time with the Gabe Crusader? Like, I had no fucking clue what was coming.
See, I think because I think we are conditioned as people to expel cartoons. Like,
not Seitch. He's another example of a person. If he sees anything once, it's embedded. He's got like a photographic memory.
That's fair.
But then you try and like talk about stuff that he doesn't find interesting. Gone, man. But I do agree that there is like an element of take this less seriously because it's animated. It's not live action.
Which fucking sucks, because I feel like that ruins, like, something that could be, like, tremendous for a lot of people.
I mean, some of the best episodes of television I've ever seen have been specific episodes of Futurama or Rick and Morty, or even like, see, unfortunately, because of South Park's shooting schedule, and because a lot of the episodes in more recent seasons are so topical, their replay value is very low for me. Whereas the original, like, 5 or 8 seasons, their replay value is significantly higher. Even though the jokes are mostly, like, dick and fart jokes and shit jokes and stuff, and You Killed Kenny stuff, like, since it wasn't just talking about, you know, in the most recent seasons, it's just talking about Trump and making metaphors about what, like, what's going on in our society. Like, a lot of times, it doesn't really play for me, like, if you see a rerun a couple of years later.
That's fair.
But then again, they do have other episodes, like The Stick of Destiny, where it's like, that fucking episode, those are great. Absolutely great.
I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, because I've definitely got a list. I mean, I've watched a ton of anime in my life and a ton of animated movies.
Yeah.
Like, off the top of my head, the best anime or animated episode I can think of is not even a comedy. It's a serious one. It's, I think, called Tales from Ba Sing Se, and it's from the show Avatar.
Okay.
And it's just, the entire episode is like 22 minutes, and it gives, like, 3 different characters like 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all side characters.
Okay.
Huh.
And one of them is all about Uncle Iroh, who is part of the bad guy side, but lost his son in battle and is now, like, pretending to still be on the bad guy side, but not really. He just doesn't care. He's trying to protect his nephew.
Mm-hmm.
So this just focuses on him, and he gets mugged, and then he easily takes out the mugger because he's been military all his life, and then he shows the mugger, no, you have to have a stronger stance, and he, like, sits down with him and has tea with him for, like, 2 hours and fucking just talks him into, like, he's like, you're not good at this criminal stuff. Go do something better with your life, and, like, talks him into another path. Then he goes and sits by the tree where his son died. And it's just a beautiful episode.
Yeah.
Like, it's gorgeous and it's powerful and it's an animated thing. And if I didn't pay attention to animation, I would never notice something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, it's easier with humans to deliver emotion, but
yes and no.
I think so.
I mean, Liz, there has not been a lot of television that made me cry, but the dog episode with Fry's dog, a Futurama,
gets that's you. Fair.
I mean, that, I don't know anybody who doesn't watch that and have at least, like, a tear well up in the corner of their eye.
I refer to that as the animal proxy.
Okay.
And by that I mean, if it is animated and it is emotionally charged, and by third proxy, it is about an animal, then it goes into the emotional zone.
Okay.
But if it's about a human, that's separate. An animal, you get involved. We cried when Mufasa died.
That's true. Well, not all of us.
Or, you know, if you have a heart, you cried when Mufasa died.
Yeah. We don't reference Friends frequently on this show, but I'm very much like Chandler Bing, where I did not cry when Bambi's mom died, nor when Mufasa died, or any of that stuff.
Oh, Bambi's mom, I mean, barely got any screen time, but Mufasa was Mufasa.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't cry?
If you didn't see it coming, you're silly.
Al, if you don't hear from me...
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Because I'm sitting across from a sociopath.
Yeah,
okay, gotcha.
Because he has no emotions.
Why would I cry? Why would I cry? It's not my dad. It's not my lion dad.
It's a symbolic metaphor for becoming a man before you're ready to.
I got it, and he didn't become a man before he was ready to. He went and danced in the jungle with Simone and Pumbaa.
Yeah, because he was frightened.
It was Hakuna Matata for the next, like, him. X number of years.
He let his hair grow
out.
No
worries, Matt.
It's metaphor. It's metaphor.
I'll tell you what moment almost did make me cry is when Scar makes Simba feel like it was his fault.
Oh, man, yeah.
That... I remember being like, huh, huh.
That's a metaphor for a douchebag uncle.
Yes. Yeah. Did you cry when Mufasa died, Al?
Probably. I'm sure I cried. I don't remember. I think, oh man. I saw it in the theater, but I'd imagine.
You saw Lion King in the theater? Robot,
yeah. Man.
Yeah.
I believe I cried. I can't specifically remember.
I do remember the secretary's name for the mayor from Fairly Godparents.
Yes.
But
well, let's not talk about Fairly Oddparents.
I'm assuming you love that show. You big Timmy Turner guy?
Yeah.
Get off my ass.
That show is right at the cusp of me no longer watching
cartoons. Yeah, it was like... Yeah, it was right in the teenage years, I think, for us.
Yeah. I held on a bit too long with it.
Okay.
Because the writing got me.
Sure.
Cosmo was very funny.
Yeah, that's the male...
Yeah, the green fairy.
Okay.
Fairy godparent.
Yeah.
It's Cosmo and Wanda.
Yes, understood. Yeah, that was right at... Because, like, I stopped watching children's cartoons right when Blue's Clues started. But I had some cousins. So I was aware of Blue's Clues and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then, right when SpongeBob happened was when I discovered, like, Dragon Ball Z. And that was really about it for any cartoon that was based for kids. It was all... Like, Dragon Ball Z and Zoids and, like, all that stuff.
Gotcha.
I was like, I couldn't get enough of that shit.
See, I like that, but then I went for my comedy.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I think I watched a few more cartoons just because, like, my brother was, like, not too young, mm-hmm. but slightly young enough where, like, he'd have cartoons on and I'd be like, oh, look at this.
Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense. Like, my sister was pretty out on cartoons from an early age.
Hmm.
Why? Why is everyone so out on cartoons?
I don't know.
It was Grease, that's why.
Grease is the word.
Grease is the word. We did grow up, we loved Grease.
And
Dirty Dancing. We watched Grease and Dirty Dancing at very young ages in this house. And Rocky Horror Picture Show. But I've definitely spoken about that one before.
Yeah, we both got introduced to Rocky Horror way before our time.
Well, I mean, I was 8 or 9, which would make Marcolina, like, she's 3 years younger than me. So if I was 9, she was 6 when we first watched Rocky Horror.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. That movie is way too adult for a 6-year-old.
You know what that is?
Bad parenting?
Astounding. Time is fleeting.
Madness.
Oh, man.
Takes control.
It just makes you really want to sing it. Yeah. I love that fucking movie.
It's outstanding. It's like,
I mean, I know we've been speaking about stuff we've watched. Yeah. All fucking...
Episode?
All episode. But this is stuff we've watched in the past.
Okay. So do we want to jump into what we have
talk watched? About... Yeah, what we've been watching in the present?
In the present?
Sure.
In the near past?
Because if we don't start talking about that, we're going to be here forever.
That's true. That's true.
Because hey, I got a lot.
How long have we been going for?
Oh, no, I didn't.
It's 43 minutes already.
Wow. Okay, we've been going a long time.
So what have you been watching lately, Matt?
Well, I have been quitting nicotine.
Okay.
Cool.
So I've been parked on the couch very angry.
Yes.
So I've been hate watching everything.
Yeah.
Got very excited for the new King Kong versus Godzilla movie trailer that just dropped.
I cannot wait. Al, did you see the trailer?
Yeah, it looks good.
I think it looks excellent. I don't understand why King Kong is so much bigger. Hopefully they'll explain that.
Here's, and I actually watched a video on it, and okay. I think I know why. So, I watched 3 movies, and I watched them in chronological order according to the movies, mm-hmm. not according to the actual time they came out.
Oh, so you watched Kong first?
I watched Kong Skull Island first.
I loved that movie.
Fantastic. Loved Loki. What Tom Hiddleston?
Yes.
Loved him. Alison Brie.
I forgot she was in that movie.
Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson.
I know John C. Reilly in that movie is
John C. Reilly, the best. I loved everybody in that. John C. Reilly is hysterical in that.
So funny.
You should not have come here. You're a good group of boys to die with. You should not have come here.
That long fucking movie. That he was a World War II pilot, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But fantastic. They make Kong look like a badass.
Uh-huh.
They make Skull Island look like a dangerous place.
Yep.
And they really toy around with the Hollow Earth idea, which gets revisited in the next two movies.
Mm-hmm.
So Kong, great. Transition to Godzilla 2014.
That's the Bryan Cranston one.
Yes.
Excellent.
Bryan Cranston and... I don't know the name of it. Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Oh yeah, it's Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, really good. Also enjoyed it as well. Bryan Cranston, awesome performance.
Oh yeah.
For the short amount of time he's in the movie,
mm-hmm.
when he's sitting in that little closet and he's just, I don't fucking go my way. And he's just, like, fucking screaming at nobody.
He's going 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking great. They made Godzilla look so good.
The only issue I had was he's enormous.
He is.
He's taller than most buildings on the planet.
He is. And I like that and don't like it at the same time. I like that he's an imposing force.
Yeah.
But I am worried about escalation.
Yeah.
Because that moves into the next movie, King of the Monsters, which I watched.
Terrible.
We disagree on this. The writing is definitely ham-handed. And
they should just call it Exposition, the Godzilla film.
It is only there to move forward the plot. Although there was one line that got me, which was, I don't know his name, the actor, but he's...
The guy from Billy Madison?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I know it. Yeah.
Oh, did he do his whole let them fight shtick?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. I fucking died laughing.
He's like one of the good things in that movie. Millie Bobby Brown, who I think is an unbelievably talented young actress and obviously a huge fan of Stranger Things.
Mm.
Al, you're still there, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just listening.
Okay. She could have been in that movie or not in that movie. It really, take her or leave her. She has almost nothing to do for me.
She was there as a plot device to make the mother feel guilty.
Yeah, I got it.
And so the mother
should
deliver.
Have felt guilty having basically doomed planet Earth.
Right. But yeah. She didn't. She
played by the very
tears.
Beautiful and talented Vera
Farmiga. Vera Farmiga.
And then Coach Taylor is essentially there for no reason at all.
Oh, is this Coach Taylor?
Yeah.
Is that...
Yeah, it's Friday Night Lights. That's Coach Taylor.
Okay. The clear hearts, full bodies.
Nope.
Can't poop.
Nope.
Oh.
You can poop. Yeah. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. Okay?
Gotcha.
You say it right.
Clear eyes.
You don't disrespect front headlights when I'm in the room. Alright?
Okay. Yeah.
That's Coach Taylor.
Yeah. But you just can shit talk a New Hope. And I have to sit here and fucking...
You do have to sit there and take it because you don't listen. You don't listen, you don't hear. You got shit in your brain.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I enjoyed it probably just because I'm a sucker for King Ghidorah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the fight scenes between the monsters was good.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, the film is like 2 hours and 15 minutes long, and about an hour of it is the people talking about what is about to happen, or what just took place on screen, and then it happens. And then you're like, all right, let's get back to the people, and then they'll talk about what just happened and to explain
yeah,
it to us.
That's like, even with, that's the thing with Godzilla movies, it's always, oh, we got to see what the people are doing.
Yeah, why? Like, the only reason why, I think one of, not the only reason, but one of the best reasons I enjoyed the people storyline of the 2014 one is it did a good job of understanding that we want to see the effect that Godzilla is having on the world.
Right.
But then show me some more Zilla.
Right.
Like,
Get me so that it Zilla. Just would cut.
Yeah, right. Like it would cut to like Aaron Taylor Johnson. Like he's trying to get to his lady. There, he's on a bridge. He's on a train. He's in a car. But then it just cuts back to Zilla. Like guys, you know, like it's just like. It,
I gotta get to my son.
Yeah.
Zilla.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. He's like, my dad was here. Godzilla.
But incredibly excited for Kong versus Godzilla.
That looks unbelievable.
And so here's what I thought. So Kong, Skull Island, set 1973.
Okay.
Kong only been around for 50 years to reach the height he has. So we're thinking
he's a baby?
No, he's not a baby.
Okay.
He's not a baby. At the size he is in the upcoming movie, he's supposed to be fully grown.
Yeah.
But fully grown is around the height of Zilla. Maybe a little shorter.
Okay.
But he's aged like 50 years since we last saw him. So.
True. Okay. All right. That's fair.
And he's also... according to things, you know, theories are that he has been investigating the Hollow Earth, and there's all sorts of radiation down there that are all kinds of fucked up shit to animals.
Oh, all right.
Okay. So, who knows? Okay. He could get even bigger.
Now, I know that we aren't including... I know that's not directly related, but the Peter Jackson King Kong movie?
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely love that film. I know a lot of people had a lot of issues with it or whatever, but... the scene where he fights the three T-Rexes is one of the greatest like monster fights I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So he just destroys them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It is so good. Like, yeah, I really like that movie.
It gets a little crazy towards the end with what they survive, but that's all King Kong movies.
Yeah.
Like, every one of them should have been dead by those fucking... walkie hand thingies in Kong Skull Island. I don't know what they're called. Little
Skull Island?
Skull Island, yeah. The okay, Skull Crawlers.
Yeah, well that's a different movie than what I was talking about.
No, I know. I'm what I'm saying is like in every movie they escape death when they shouldn't.
When they shouldn't, understood.
So that's not unfair to say about Peter Jackson's because it happens in Kong Skull Island.
Okay, gotcha. Now I have not seen all of the Kong movies. I have seen the original, the black and white one from, I believe, 32. That was my grandfather's favorite movie, like, of all time. But I saw it as a kid. You know, it was very cartoonish and stuff.
Sure.
But I know it's been... that movie has been remade several times. But, yeah. So I am definitely looking forward to Godzilla vs. Kong, or whatever it's called. Yeah,
definitely.
Kongzilla. They morph at one point. They do the fusion dance.
Ooh. Well, I don't know what they're gonna do from here because they've been following a pretty strict plot, like that is akin to the original Godzilla movies.
Yes. Yeah.
So they use the oxygen destroyer to kill Godzilla in the first movie, I believe, in the first original Godzilla.
Uh-huh.
They use an oxygen destroyer bomb. That creates Destroyer, or Destoroya.
Yeah.
So they could go that route with it. Or they could go fucking Mechagodzilla or Mecha King Ghidorah. Fuck it. Just bring in Pacific Rim. I just want to see giant things fight. Is really the big thing.
Pacific Rim 2 was not good.
Yeah, I didn't even bother with it.
It was not good. You made a good choice there.
It was not. The CGI was bad.
Yeah. They clearly rushed.
Yeah.
First one was excellent.
And the first one ended absolutely like excellent. Like, oh, I mean, no spoilers, but like it ended as like, okay, it's all wrapped up basically.
Yeah. No need for another one unless we want to make a useless money grab. Guillermo del Toro might as well have included that line. Gotten super meta for the final line of the film. What else have you been watching?
I watched all of WandaVision.
Oh, I haven't watched any of it yet. I'm on episode 2 or 3, actually.
I'm waiting for them all to come out, then I'll binge it.
Makes sense.
I haven't even seen The Mandalorian yet, so.
Ooh, Mandalorian's great.
Watched all of Mandalorian season 2.
It's great, yeah. Nikolai.
Very angry.
I know about the huge cameo.
very angry.
Why are you angry? That it's not there are no more episodes to watch?
No. Because of the huge cameo.
Oh, okay. Why? Does it not make sense?
Can we give a spoiler warning?
Wait,
huge spoiler
well, no.
Here?
Are you going to spoil it for Nikolai? Do you mean the very last episode?
I already know, like, who shows up.
Nikolai already knows who shows up.
Yeah, spoiler.
With the green saber, wink.
Yeah, spoilers here, bros. Sure.
Spoiler warnings.
Why are you, angry at Luke Skywalker, Matt?
Yeah.
Because have the fucking confidence to stand on unknown characters. So I watched this show, right?
It's Star Wars, man.
No!
From moment one, it's just, a Skywalker story.
Just hear me out.
I hate this take. Go ahead.
Just hear me out.
I hate this take.
You don't know anything about it.
Go ahead.
Just hear me out. So halfway through the season, mm-hmm. they include an episode called The Jedi. Mm. Okay? Mandalorian takes the kid to a planet, finds out there is a Jedi here.
Okay.
Her name is Ahsoka Tano. Okay? Ahsoka Tano.
From the Clone Wars, right?
From the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Very liked indie character. Not indie, but like just under the cusp of what most people would know about Star Wars.
Well, it's for all the nerds.
Just that little bit to expand that universe outward for the people who are watching the television show.
Sure.
Awesome choice to include her in the show. Why is she there instead of picking up the baby at the end? Why does it have to be Luke Skywalker? Why does Luke Skywalker have to do everything in your universe? Jon Favreau built the show around not having to be within the Star Wars universe. They're the very basic influence of the Force.
Uh-huh.
Most of it is nothing. What is season two? We get Boba Fett back, everybody. He's out of the Sarlacc pit. What do we got? We got Luke Skywalker in there. Oh, let's put it on too. Let's put it on too. I'm just so tired of it, man. Do new things, John. Do new things, Mr. Favreau.
I could not disagree with you more. I have not seen it.
How? This is the weirdest thing for you to disagree with me on.
Because what is... All right, for a person who loves the New Hope as much... What's the first thing you see?
Who's the New Hope?
Who's the first character you meet?
It's Luke Skywalker.
Okay.
Wait.
Who's the lead?
We've had nine movies!
Wait. You see... No, you don't. You see C-3PO.
The Oh, you're right. It is C-3PO. Yes. Okay, but who's the first... Like, who's the lead of the film? It's Luke Skywalker.
The first thing you think of when you think of...
You think of Luke looking at the double suns.
Yes.
All right. And the Skywalker family drives the cinematic universe of those films. Period.
But it has to drive every waking
moment. No, it doesn't. Because clearly it doesn't drive Clone Wars, and people love Clone Wars. It clearly doesn't drive most of the video games, and people love the video games. So I do understand that there is room outside of... the universe for the Skywalker family and all of their branches, which I include like Han and stuff, like Chewbacca is probably included with that as well, but they drive the story. For them not to be included when the timeline dictates that they would be there, like, I don't understand disliking that.
Because
again, I haven't seen it.
I know.
No, I was just like trolling you with that.
Because the problem for me comes from the fact that you have this opportunity. There's nothing open. There's no movie theaters. People are begging for content to watch.
Sure.
You have the second season of the hottest show on Marvel, on Disney Plus.
Probably on TV, I'd say.
Maybe on television.
I would certainly, like, between the comic book groups I'm in on Facebook, and then actually just a general buzz, like people having conversations, Mandalorian's probably the hottest show on TV.
Use this opportunity. Use it. Not even to bring in somebody fucking crazy out there from, like... Oh, a random Darth Revan? What? Yeah. From the video games? 1,000? No. Just some. Have Ahsoka Tano be the one who shows up at the end. Have the Jedi he finds on this planet not actually be a Jedi, just be some dude who stole fucking lightsabers. Why do you have to have Boba Fett come back? He escaped the Sarlacc pit?
Well, that's always. Sarlacc pit? Matt, that's been. They had comics back in the day about him escaping.
That one's the least egregious to me. I fanboyed out a little bit when I saw that it was Boba and he's asking about his armor.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, you got out.
That's why they did it.
You're okay, you're kind of cool.
See, but when you create within the Star Wars universe, you have to do this dance. You have to do this dance of introducing new characters and paying homage to the original story. And also playing into some of the original story's tropes while doing your own cool shit. Think about the idea that the perfect metaphor for that is the existence of Baby Yoda, Grogu. Think about that. It is literally a child version, so it's new, of everyone's favorite Jedi Master, so it's old. And that is a perfect metaphor of what it takes to be popular and successful within the Star Wars universe. It needs to be that way.
It is.
Think about The Force Awakens. That entire movie was a retread.
It is, but I'm gonna disagree on the Grogu, the Baby Yoda front.
Why?
And here's why.
That was an excellent point I just made.
It's an excellent point overall, except
ow, for back me up here. I'm right.
Baby Yoda works because it's the first time in the history of the Star Wars canon that you've seen another of Yoda's race. Mm-hmm. And while, yes, he's a little Yoda, he doesn't have anything that the previous Yoda had. The previous Yoda was strong in the Force. He cracked wise. He was very intelligent, but he was funny to listen to. Grogu doesn't speak. He has no wisdom, and he's barely able to use the Force.
Well, he's the child.
He's the child, but at the same time, there's almost no Yoda to him, save for that he looks the same. So, yes, he looks the same, but...
Are you really sitting here trying to tell me that fans of the show don't associate somewhat their old feelings for Yoda? I mean, the character is literally called Baby Yoda. Even though on the show it's referred to as The Child and now Grogu. But it was called Baby Yoda for 2 straight years.
I'm not saying...
There's clearly people associating this character with Yoda.
But he's so far from Yoda.
I don't disagree with that. It's just furthering my point that to be successful within the Star Wars universe, you have got to pay homage to the old while introducing just a little bit of a twist for the new.
But so what's the twist on having the same character come back and be the hero at the end again?
Well, it's all the other stuff that's going on. The fact that you literally have the Mandalorian as the main character of the story. Well, a character who never existed in the cinematic universes.
Now here's the other thing. And this is... Every plot line on the show is wrapped up.
Oh, at the end of season 2? Good.
There's not a single hanging thread.
Well, off new adventures.
The boys did something very similar. You feel that that's good, Al?
Yeah, because then they can go in a... I mean, they basically have that... The Boba Fett book thing at the end. So, like...
They do have the book of Boba Fett, so I guess that's where their show is going to go off now, into that sort of direction. But to me, that... it's just like... So what, you're going to introduce... No, you're not going to introduce that. You're just going to have Luke Skywalker come in. He's going to swoop in. He's going to kill all the bad guys. He's going to save the day. He's going to take the child.
Yeah.
And then we're not going to have any standing story. Like, we're just going to have... Like, that just feels so super weak to me.
I'm sure... I mean, he's training now, Yoda. So Yoda will come back badass, teenager.
Ooh. Teen Yoda? He's got like an earring.
Yeah.
I don't know. I need to watch the show, obviously, so I can gain more opinions on it and more accurate critiques, but you know, I've heard nothing but good things about it. And as far as WandaVision goes, I have every intention of watching it. I'm just going to wait till it all comes out.
WandaVision is going to be fun, I can tell.
What are you going to say, sorry?
I know about the big cameo for episode 5.
I don't.
The internet ruins everything. So.
Oh.
Don't ruin it for me.
You know, I'm not going to say it.
You know who's leading the show, though, right?
Leading the show?
Yeah. Like the female lead besides Wanda?
Oh, it's something Darcy. It's Kat Dennings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I'm looking forward to seeing the show because I want to see how they explain that. Because she is no more than the sidekick in the Thor movie, the first two Thor movies.
Well, yeah, she went to get her doctorate. Now she's an expert in the field.
Okay. I'm assuming that'll be explained.
No.
Okay.
I'm just assuming.
Oh. Yeah. I follow Kat Dennings on Instagram. She's a great follow, but she's been promoting the show, so I knew that she was associated with it, but I didn't realize that she was like the co-lead with Elizabeth Olsen.
She is great in it. Elizabeth Olsen's great.
Now, does the Vision have her Russian accent back, or has that stayed gone?
She's got a little twang to it.
Okay.
She's got a little twang to it, and I like that they finally give her like the prop she's due.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, they're like, isn't she... So she's just called Wanda? Like, she doesn't have a name or any... Like, she's not that... She's really not that important.
She like
just
go in and stop her? A whole Madonna thing?
And Kat Dennings is like, she would have killed Thanos one-on-one if he didn't bomb the whole battlefield. And she also gets her powers from... a cosmic device that nobody can understand that helped wipe out half the universe.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, she's pretty powerful. I like that they gave her the props of being like, yeah, she's fucking strong as hell.
Okay. Al, what about you? Have you watched anything the past 2 weeks?
Sorry, what'd you ask me?
Have you watched anything in the past 2 weeks?
I did. I finished The Expanse, which... it's an Amazon show. They had a new season out. So I finished that. It's a space show. I've mentioned
what
it
What was
before.
That about again? Oh, the space show?
Yeah, the space show. Okay. That was good. You should check. It's a good show. It's an Amazon original. And then I finally saw Avengers Endgame. It was good. I liked it.
You haven't seen Avengers... Wait, did you...
I don't care about superheroes. You liked it? Yeah, it was good, though, but...
I was very prickish. Anyway, I don't care about superheroes.
Another one of these boring ass Marvel movies. You'll get it.
No, it was good. I like them.
Season 6.
Okay. All their little adventures back in time and all that jazz.
You know what's so funny? I remember when we saw Infinity Wars, we even had a podcast talking about how excited we were about that movie. It's an excellent movie. It really was. But I remember leaving the theaters that day saying, you've got a movie where the time stone is one of the things. They're going to use time travel.
Yeah.
There's no way they're not going to use time travel. And then we watch Endgame, and guess what? They use time travel. Yeah. I was like, that's the only way you can make this thing happen. And you know what? It was excellently done time travel. It was still time travel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that was always what was it was going to be. So, but it was still, in my opinion, very good as well. You felt that it put a nice bow on the,
definitely.
The 22 movies or whatever it was? What else did you watch?
I think that was all. Just those two babies.
Okay. How did you feel about Thanos as the villain in Endgame? Like, just in general, good villain, bad villain?
Yeah,
loved
I thought
it
was a good villain.
Okay. Did you watch anything else there, Al?
Nope, that was my list. Did we go over yours?
No. So I did watch a bunch of stuff, like a lot of movies. I had already mentioned that I've been watching Community. I'm already deep into the fourth season. But I'll just briefly go over a couple of the things I watched. watched for the first time That Thing You Do, the Tom Hanks classic.
Huh.
Couldn't tell you.
Really?
No idea.
So it takes place in the, I'm pretty sure it's the 60s. And it's about a band that similar to, like, they're like the Beatles or the Monkees. They are a local band from Pennsylvania, and they have a one-hit wonder, essentially. And they're called the Wonders, and the name of their song is That Thing You Do. And Tom Hanks is the director of the movie, and he also plays their manager when they break big. Like, Steve Zahn is in the band. I'm trying to think of... Liv Tyler is the love interest of the singer, who's also the writer of the song. And then, like, the story is being told through the eyes of the drummer, essentially. I know it's one of Seitch's favorite movies. I've never actually seen the whole thing all the way through. It's great. It's a good movie. It's fun. It's longer than you'd expect, but it's good. It's really good.
Okay.
Have you ever seen it, Al?
No. Did you say Tom Hanks is in it?
Tom Hanks directed it, and he's in it.
Oh. No,
I think it's either 96 or 97. Yeah. I watched The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford.
Robert Ford.
Yeah. Not great.
Yeah, it's drags.
It's slow.
It drags. Definitely drags.
Oh, boy. Apparently, so I had Googled, just out of, like, curiosity, I wanted to Google, like, what are the most historically accurate films?
Mm-hmm.
And that movie is, like, on top of a lot of lists.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Things were very slow back then, so.
I guess
so. Sorry.
And all the people in the movie were real people and stuff, but my God, does that movie take a while to get where it's going. Like, a long ass time. It's good, though.
Where it gets isn't very special, I hear.
No. But there are a ton of great actors in the movie.
Okay.
I
know it's like Brad Pitt, right?
Brad Pitt is Jesse James. Academy Award winning best actor, Casey Affleck.
I knew where that was going.
Is Robert Ford. Sam Rockwell plays his brother. Mark Brandenowitz, I forget that actor's name.
Okay. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, is also in the movie. Like, it's got a great cast. Really, really great cast. Zooey Deschanel's in it for like 10 seconds.
Okay.
Like I said, it's slow. It's good, but it's very, very slow. One of the craziest things is that the guy who kills, spoilers, I guess, for 100 years ago, the guy who kills Robert Ford at the end, in real life, so many people throughout America hated Robert Ford for killing Jesse James that there is over 7,000 signatures on a petition signed because he was originally... found guilty and was going to be put to death, and they just let him out of jail. He served I think 8 years, and they just let him out of jail because so many people wanted him set free. So they're just like, yeah, all right, he killed the guy we all hated anyway.
Get him out of here.
Could you imagine that? And like, they're like, listen, I know Mark killed Tim, but Tim was a real prick.
Tim took everybody's money.
Nobody liked Tim.
Nobody liked Tim.
Like, and they just let him out. Like, absolutely bananas.
That's pretty funny.
I watched one of my favorite movies, and something that I really enjoy is when comedic actors take serious turns. So, like, I'm probably the only one who still enjoys The Number 23, but Will Ferrell had a couple of, like, serious movies come out in the late aughts. And Stranger Than Fiction.
Oh yeah,
was one of them.
That was a good one.
Is that the one where the author narrates his life?
Yes,
love that movie.
I love this movie. It is so good with Maggie Gyllenhaal as the love interest, and Buster.
Know that he was going to die.
What? Did anybody else hear that? Little did he know. I think that movie would make an excellent play, and. Furthermore, I think that Dustin Hoffman's character as the literary professor is quite possibly one of my favorite characters in a movie or TV show. The idea of him just constantly drinking coffee whenever he is on screen. I love that little trope, like that addition to it. The way he plays it where he's always silently, not silently, that he's always partially aloof. And already moved on to the next thing in the conversation. Like, oh, I love all of it. All of it. Like, the moment when they first meet, and he keeps asking him, oh, how many steps was that? How many tiles were in the bathroom? And then when he ends the conversation with Will Ferrell's character, and he just walks over and closes the door on Will Ferrell. But not, like, hard. He just moves the door into, like,
the closed position.
And Will Ferrell's still standing in the doorway, so it just essentially hits him in the shoulder very gently. And then Will Ferrell continues, and he's like, well, you know, the narrator said, little did he know. And then his character freaks out. He's like, little did he know. I've taught entire classes on little did he know. Like, love that character. It's so much depth and so much little screen time.
Little did he know means that there is something that you don't know.
And I watched an absolute 80s classic.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
What is it?
Halloween Part 2.
Nice.
Ooh.
Now, I've seen the first Halloween movie, but not for a very long time. And I had never seen the second one. And I loved it. I thought that was such a great horror movie. If you've never seen Halloween 1 and 2, pretty sure Halloween 1, you know, John Carpenter came out in 79, and Halloween 2, I believe, is 81. It is a direct sequel. So Halloween Part 2 picks up the same night that Halloween 1 ends.
Damn.
And it's just, like, basically the next 24 hours, essentially. And I thought it was great. I thought it was really, really well done. It was, you know, just every trope that you want in an 80s movie. And, of course, the, for no reason whatsoever, random get into a hot tub scene.
Yeah, well, you gotta have it.
Like, it made almost no sense to the plot line, but I wasn't complaining.
How else is a killer to know who to be killed?
That's true. That is true. But yeah, really good movie. Really, really good movie.
Hell
so
yeah.
That's what I watched.
Nice.
Now, have you seen any of the four movies I said, Al?
Yeah, I saw the Will Ferrell one you mentioned.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember it at all?
Yeah, it was good. I remember. Yeah. Learns how to play the guitar.
I love this. Yes, that's one of the best scenes in the movie.
Yeah, it's a tearjerker, that movie.
A little bit.
I probably cried at that movie, I feel.
Really?
Probably, yeah.
In the movie, Maggie Gyllenhaal, like I said, the love interest for Will Ferrell's character, she's a baker, and he's auditing her because he works for the IRS. And, of course, he's falling in love with her, and he brings her flowers, but it's literally flour and all an assortment of different types of flour. And he's like, I brought you flowers. It's very cute. I thought that was good. I thought that was very good. Yeah. There's so many things about that movie that I really enjoy.
It's all like, I just like the fact that it was so cerebral, mm-hmm. basically. Like, I don't know, I get, like, there's much larger implications.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's literally life and death.
Author have the ability, has she killed people in the past?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Will she continue to kill people if she writes murders?
Yeah.
Does everything she write happens? They don't examine any of that.
Any of it.
It's literally just a story about this schmuck.
Yeah.
Who's gonna die.
Now, I'm pretty sure I had Wikipedia'd, and I don't believe it was a novel first. I think it was just a movie, which is pretty rare, especially with movies that have such odd, like, plots, essentially. I feel like they're almost always novels or books first, but...
Right, yeah.
It'll work as a stage play.
I think it would work well as a stage play. It's only really, like, two or three sets that you
or
need.
A musical?
I'll start working on it.
Not a musical.
I'll start working on it after I get my musical off the ground.
Do it.
Okay. What's your musical?
I'm doing a country song, like country folk song inspired retelling of history.
Oh.
Abraham Lincoln. It's called Lincoln.
Oh.
Wow. Wow. That's going to be great.
His name is Abraham Lincoln. Oh, yes, it's Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean,
it's completely original.
It sounds original. It doesn't sound anything like Hamilton.
Just you wait.
Now, for no reason whatsoever, do you have the King of England in it as well?
No, but I do have General Lee.
Well, that makes plenty of sense to have General Lee. Yeah. You'll be back.
Yeah. Y'all come back soon, you see. You'll remember we're a family.
Well, that's
see, I'm fucking... All right, hold on one second.
You gotta write this shit down. Send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. La-da-da-da-da. Oh, man. Let's look at some comments, yeah?
Ooh.
The videos on YouTube have a place called the comment section where people can type out heartfelt and thoughtful reflections of the videos they just watched. Like you at RLF on Wednesdays. Now the gang will read a few. It's really hard to rhyme the word Wednesdays.
Amuse me.
Sir Thomas of the Guns.
Sir Thomas. Yes.
Indubitably.
All right. 395. Let's see what we
yes.
got.
Oh. How unprofessional of me. I have one from Krob1290.
Krob.
The whole section of Al getting the two of clubs wrong and confusing Metallica and Motorhead had me laughing into my mask at work. LOL.
The two of clubs. It's the two of carts.
That, I clipped that bit for the Instagrams, and it was genuinely probably my favorite moment of that day. Just the two of cards.
The two of cards.
I like how you were like, Al, tell me which card this is right now.
Yeah. We're not going to move forward.
So I got the two of cards.
And then you said black too.
Black too.
Yeah, it's just by the colors, like, right? Yeah. Red 5.
Black too.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've got another comment from Misha Sofyan.
Misha.
Sofyan. Come on down to RLF Con. We've got Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke.
Where the motto is no RLF, no life. Not a bad sentiment, actually. Also, Al, washing his hands before fingering Matt like that had me reeling. And thanks, Conspiracy, for putting us RLFers in at the last great adventure.
Yeah.
Winky face. I would have to second that. I know we said it a lot during that episode, but another huge thank you to Conspiracy, because that was excellent.
Jack and Coke?
Jack and Coke?
Jack and Coke?
Jack and Coke?
Jason Sees.
Mm-hmm. Got another comment from Angel Bunny Girl. Ooh. Conspiracy, thank you for adding me to the Choose Your Own Adventure. I'm going to miss you guys all together. Thanks for the laughs. I'm Amanda Pie 30. We probably could have figured from Angel Bunny Girl, but
yeah,
Amanda,
I get
Pie.
It. I appreciate it. Amanda Pie! I don't know why you broke away from Amanda Pie. It's such a great name.
Yeah.
But Angel Bunny Girl is pretty good as well.
I know Conspiracy wrote a comment. I could read that one. I don't know if you were planning on that, Nikolai.
No, go right ahead. I'm actually all set.
Conspiracy says, you guys made this world so entertaining. I have a million things I could say, but I think I have already. So I'm just going to binge this while I draw more horror stuff. Leprechaun Heart, it's been an honor. If you ever need something written or drawn, I'm here for it. P.S. Ended up listening this next to my mom, so that was interesting. And two, the intro video is kind of zoomed in for some reason. No big deal, but I can't tell if that was intentional or not. Goofy face. Nope, that was my fault. Sorry about that. Apologies. That was not intentional.
Come on, Al.
I know.
Come on. Step your shit up. Step your shit up.
I'm getting my shit up.
Conspiracy, I'm going to contact you. We're going to collab. You're gonna be the artist. I'll be the writer.
Ooh.
Okay.
We'll get our light novel going.
Do
light
it.
Light novel?
Like a comic book.
Okay. All right.
Anime style.
Got it. So she's going to have to make it backwards?
No, Nikolai. Don't have to make it backwards. Racist.
That's not racist. That's just how mangas work.
I didn't say a manga.
Okay. Listen, I'm not the one who told people who make mangas to make them backwards. Alright? So I'm not racist. You're a racist.
Wait.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That Choose Your Own Adventure was a lot of... It also was great just recording all together in the same room again.
Yeah, 100%.
I missed us being together so much and didn't realize how much I missed it until we had it again.
Mm-hmm.
But then we had the windows open and I was like, I'm ready to die. So I'm glad it's back down to a respectable 2.
It was chilly. I did keep it a little too cold in the room. That's true.
I remember, but when we stepped out after, Matt, you were like, oh my God, the temperature difference.
It was like getting off of a plane in Florida.
That's the perfect description, actually.
That air-conditioned cabin, and you just in muggy hotness.
Yeah. Yes.
Just like, oh, this feels so good.
I mean, you could have said something to me. I would have closed the window.
I'm a man.
All right.
What the hell?
As long as Mufasa's dad is alive, you're a man.
Wow. Okay. I guess we're going there. I guess we're doing that.
Yeah, we did.
Nice.
We did.
You ever fucking talk to me that way again, I'll show you about Mufasa. I'll show you Bambi's mom. I'll get my rifle.
Whoa.
Goddamn right.
Keep it up. I'll make you like Anna and Elsa's mom and dad. Kick your ass out on a boat in the sea.
You don't even know because you didn't see Frozen 2, so I'm not going to tell you dirt shit.
Oh, I didn't? Whatever that stupid thing that they sing.
I know you saw it. I just wanted to reiterate that you had.
Water has memory, all right, Matt?
Fuck you.
All right, water has memory. And Kristoff is in this movie occasionally for some reason.
We don't know why he's there either.
Right? It's just like, you know how you were the lead in the first one? They just have them hang out with the wildlings and talk to more reindeer. Oh my God. Did you have any other comments?
No, that's all for me.
Cool. That's all for me as well. Thank you so much for the comments,
everybody.
Thanks, everyone. Next week, Al, if we're all together, if we get our dearly beloved Saichi boy back, would you like to try and do a fan art episode?
Yes, we do need to do the fan art episode. So we do have some fan arts already. If anyone has some fan arts listening right now or wants to draw, feel free to send them in. The email address is on the screen, provided by Conspiracy. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thanks. Absolutely. I also, next week, will be bringing a fan-generated RLF Jeopardy.
What?
Fan-generated?
Yes.
Is this more than mine?
I have not had the time to peruse it.
Okay, no. I figured my Jeopardy for 400.
Yeah.
But we'll do the fan-made one. We'll just blow our loads early, I guess.
We can blow two loads, Matt.
I need to recharge.
Yeah, you'll have two more episodes in between.
Two episodes? What am I, Superman? At least let me go get a glass of water and a cigarette first.
I mean, we've had a delightful one of our fans that I can...
ham sandwich.
Oh, wow. I thought it was
I'm a selfish lover.
Wasn't the old wives' tale that you had to drink a lot of milk? Like...
pineapple juice.
Oh, that's for taste.
Oh.
That's for flavor. We had an RLFer reach out on Instagram, and he provided the information for the Jeopardy that he had put together. So
awesome.
Next week I'll bring that in.
Hell yeah.
Have you bitches answering in the form of a question?
Okay, we're doing this.
I mean, hopefully it's most of the questions that you came up with. Hopefully.
Probably not. Mine were pretty fucking great. But I guess I'll delete that one note.
You don't have to delete it.
Oh, it's gone, bud.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, at least you're handling this poorly. Really, really poorly. You know what? I'm going to make a Nikolai's RLF Jeopardy, and all the categories are going to be the different little games I've brought to the table over the years.
Can I make a Jeopardy too?
Yeah!
All right.
Each episode of RLF until the last one's going to have a Jeopardy now.
Wow.
It's going to be...
really know how to kick a man while he's
it's gonna be
down in the dirt,
RLF
huh?
RLF Jeopardy until the fucking cows come home.
Oh, yeah? All right.
Yeah.
You want the cows to come home now?
Oh, boy. No. Not yet.
Oh, no.
Not yet.
What?
You can put that fake handgun away.
Whoa. What?
Because... We need to ask Al how his big sit-down living.
Didn't think we were doing it because not everybody was here.
Oh, that's true. And usually only Seich has anything to say. But Al, how's big city living?
It's good.
Big sit-down living.
Thank you for keeping with tradition. Handled it all by yourself super well.
Yeah, nothing.
No,
happened.
I know that you've been quarantining, so there's been
not
even less opportunity for big city living
not a
adventures.
Damn thing.
Understood.
How's your kitty cat faring?
Pretty good.
Oh yeah.
Just still feeding, still petting.
Nice.
She's doing okay, even though it's fucking...
Well, yeah. She's got a little hut.
She's got a heating got a pad. Hut. The next door neighbors have a heating pad for her show. She's spoiled.
Oh, wow.
This cat.
Mm. This cat's living the life.
Mm-hmm.
Missy.
Getting pets from multiple families.
Yeah, getting pets from multiple families, getting fed. Heat also, mice. Slaughtering mice
oh,
at
you
a
know
record
it.
Rate.
You know just... it.
That's why you're sick. It's not COVID.
It's all the dead mice that you keep piling up. Yeah.
Yeah, you have diphtheria.
Well, I mean, I gotta eat the mice that she gives, you know, to show that I respect her. So.
Yeah.
I should add, I'm not a doctor. Don't know what diphtheria is. Probably can't get it from dead rats. But fuck you.
That's what you think.
I ain't a doctor.
I am a lawyer and a cop, though. Oh, it's Seich, not me.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you fucking, you Seich now?
No. No thanks. Pass.
Lawyer cop? Now that sounds at least, you know, believable.
Yeah, but a doctor lawyer cop?
That's
come on.
That's crazy. That's 8 years of med school on top of the police academy?
Yeah.
On top of 4 years of law school?
Yeah, yeah. Well, good thing I did it in half the time for all of them.
Wow.
I just crammed a lot.
7 years. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was a nuts. It was a crazy time in my life. A lot of Adderall.
They let you handle a firearm as a cop.
My kidneys don't work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not even funny.
A lot of Adderall.
But they don't let me handle a firearm, though, because
that's good.
I'm a member of this podcast, and I let them know about our rule.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what are you guys' plans for the week?
If I need a gun, ow. I don't want to be there.
Hey-o! He did it.
Fucking faked him out!
He did it.